Bike Tourist Podcast. Welcome to Bike Tourist Podcast Intershow News Number 2. My name is Gabriel, and welcome to everybody, especially if you're new to this podcast. In this edition of the Intershow News, we are going to cover an event which is going to be held on June 10, 2007, and that event is called the Elite Tour. This event is staged every few years by the PAC Tour of North America. And to talk about that event, in which he is one of the participants, we have Mr. Fred Matheny from RoadBikeRider.com. He and Mr. Ed Pavelka are the engine behind Road Bike Rider. Both of them are going to cover 2,833 miles in just 17 days, with no days off. In terms of touring, this is a grueling event. And now, directly from Colorado, we have Mr. Fred Matheny. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, tell us to our audience, you know, most of our audience is directed to bike touring, loaded tours, visiting places, and this kind of event is more similar to a race, but it's not actually a race. Talk to us about that.
Well, it isn't a race. It's designed for about 50 people. Lon Haldeman, who runs PAC Tour, which stands for Pacific to Atlantic Cycling, does this event, as you said, every 4 or 5 years. Not a whole lot of people sign up for it, obviously, because it averages about 166 miles a day. The 3 days in the middle of the tour are the toughest. There's a 200-mile day, the next day is 216 miles, and then the day after that is 180 miles, but the final 50 miles of that day has about 8,000 vertical feet. So it's a difficult tour, and I think it's one that attracts people who are really looking for a challenge on the bike. It's you don't have to carry too much, which is good. It's not a loaded tour. There is support. There's a crew of about 14 people, and your bag is hauled to the night's motel. So all you really have to do is just cover the day's distance carrying arm warmers, a windbreaker, or whatever else you need. And about every 30 miles, there's a food stop. So you don't have to be self-contained on this tour, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that. You're going with your good friend, Mr. Ed Pavelka, right?
Right. Ed Pavelka and I have worked in the cycling journalism business since the late 70s. He was the first editor of Velo News, which is an American bike racing publication. And I wrote for that publication. Ed edited my first book in 1980, beginning bicycle racing. And we've worked at Bicycling Magazine over the years, and now at RoadBikeRider.com, which we co-founded.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that you have covered in the past, you have covered the Northern Route while working under for Bicycling Magazine. Tell us about that adventure back then.
Well, that was 1993, and Ed had done the Northern Route, PAC Tour's Northern Route with Lon Haldeman. He'd done the, I believe it was called the Central Route in 1991. And wrote about it in Bicycling Magazine. He was the executive editor at the time. And so in 93, Lon was doing a northern route, which went from just north of Seattle across the northern part of the United States to Yorktown, Virginia. And that tour was not quite as difficult as the Elite Tour next summer, but it was 3,400 miles in 24 days. So it averaged about 140 miles a day. Which I thought was a pretty big challenge. 140 miles was about the longest ride I'd ever done, and now I was going to have to do 140 miles on average 24 days in a row. So Ed and I trained pretty hard for that and felt really good about the experience at the end. It's a beautiful country going across the northern part of the U.S., a lot of climbing, and we were fortunate not to get too much rain. So it was a really successful tour.
Yeah, talking about training, this is one of the questions most of our listeners ask. How do you train for such long events? You know, as I told you, we are oriented more to loaded tours and stuff, where a time frame is not always in the horizon. You're taking it easy, taking time to smell the roses. But for such a hard event, how do you prepare yourself? Because I know that some tips you can give the audience about training can help with the other kind of tour we are doing. Okay, can you tell about that? Elaborate some tips for training for the audience.
Well, the key to both of these tours, the pack tour that I did in 93 and then next summer's, is first of all, you have to be able to do one day's distance. And Lon Haldeman recommends that you be able to do back-to-back double centuries. So that's 200 miles one day and then turn around and do 200 miles the next. And if you can do that, then it guarantees that you have the ability to ride long enough to get through individual days in the tour. And so you have to build up to that, obviously. You have to just put in enough miles progressively from now, from winter into June when the tour is, to be able to build up to that kind of distance. But it isn't like riding a century or a double century on the weekend and then going home and resting for 4 days. You have to go back and do it again for 17 days in a row. So one of the keys to the training is doing consecutive long days. So back-to-back double centuries or maybe 150 miles a day for 3 days to get your body and your mind accustomed to that kind of stress. Another real key to the training, I think, is that many people think these days are so long, all you have to do is go out there and just pedal away and not go very fast, but be able to endure for the whole time. And you can do it that way, but if you have some speed, if you can ride fairly quickly, that really helps because it means that you're not out there as many hours, and that means you have more time to eat, more time to rest and recover. So rides like this are much harder for slower riders than they are for faster riders. That's one of nature's injustices, but that's the way it works. So you have to do some speed work, interval training and hard climbing, to give yourself a little speed so you can get in early enough to get enough rest. So those are all, I think, really key training issues.
Yeah. In here, this wouldn't be a problem because in the coastal area of the island, we have a lot of plains, but most of the island is very hilly, so if you can get up to speed in all the hills we have, it is just a major challenge. We have a similar activity every time of the year. It's called the 300 miles around the island. They cover the whole perimeter of the island in 300 miles in 3 days. But just 3 days, you know? It's not as hard as the adventure you are going to do. That's great. Tell us one thing. What machine are you using? Tell us about your bike or the different rides you have had over the years. What made you choose what you have now?
In the 93 tour, I used a Lightspeed Ultimate, which is a lightweight titanium bike, and it worked out really well. For this tour next summer, I just got this new frame built up. It's a Waterford, and it's made in Wisconsin. It's a steel bike, lightweight steel tubing, steel fork, and I chose that over carbon or titanium or aluminum. I chose steel because I wanted greater durability. I didn't want anything to break in the middle of the ride. If I fell down and bent the bike with steel, you can just bend it back. And sometimes that's going to be important in a ride like this. I wanted to make sure the fork was durable. So it's a steel fork, and I know that's not going to break at some crucial time during the ride. And the other thing about this Waterford bike is that it's custom. It's very difficult for me to get a bike off the rack because for my height, I have fairly long legs and a corresponding short upper body. So this bike has a fairly long seat tube, a fairly short top tube. Richard Schwinn at Waterford arranged the geometry so that it still handles extremely well, and I can get the handlebars up to within an inch or so of the top of the saddle. And that's going to increase my comfort, I think, over the long hours in the saddle. It's going to have just regular 32-spoke wheels, so they can be easily repaired. If a wheel goes out of true, I can true it up easily. I'll take some extra spokes so that I can fix it if I happen to break a spoke. And they're handmade wheels by Alan Artizzoni here at Cascade Bicycles in Montrose, who is the Uncle Al on the RoadBikeRider.com newsletter. He's the guy who gives the mechanical advice on the newsletter. So all in all, this bike is going to be extremely durable. It's going to be very comfortable. And surprisingly, the bike itself weighs just a tad under 20 pounds. So it's steel doesn't make heavy bikes anymore. They've improved that technology, so the bikes are very light, very compliant, very comfortable.
Yeah, this is for the gram counters. The gram counters. you heard the man. I'm talking to the audience now. You heard the man. It's an all steel bag, steel fork, and everything, and still under 20 pounds. Yeah, these things are possible now, and it sounds like a very practical ride. You know that we might have the same problem. I cannot go to a store here and get a bike. I am 6 feet 6 inches tall, with very long legs, and they say, "Oh, I can get something for you in a few days here." You know, this doesn't work for me. I have to try things before I buy. So it's really hard for tall people. Most riders here are very small. I just fall out of the group. Okay. Thank you very much for being with us here at the Bike Tourist Podcast. We wish you the best of the luck. I know that luck has very little to do with this. It's just hard work for you and to Ed. And all the people there that works with you in roadbikerider.com. And I want to invite everybody here, the audience from the Bike Tourist Podcast, to visit your website. It's roadbikerider.com, sorry. And in there, they have a lot of information. They have a wonderful newsletter that comes out every Thursday. Something you would like to add about your website, some new development, so people can know and go there and use them?
We have the weekly newsletter that's free. It goes out to almost 54,000 subscribers now. It has all the information about the week's events in cycling, lots of tips. And we also include our training for the Elite Tour. Every week, Ed and I include what we've done for training the previous week and put in a couple of tips based on that training that'll help all kinds of riders training for whatever events they're doing. And during the Elite Tour in June, we are going to actually give a daily on-the-road report of how things are going. So you'll be able to get that if you sign up for a free subscription to the newsletter for RoadBikeRider.com.
Yeah, you heard the man. So this is it for this edition of the Bike Tourist Podcast. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much to you, Fred. And you know, you speak in the name of Ed also. Ed is not there with you. I would have loved that both of you will be there. But you can safely speak for both of you. And thank you very much for taking the time for being with us and sharing this adventure with us and all this advice that you have given. Go to the audience, go to the website, to their website. They have wonderful information. They also have a great selection of ebooks over there that covers from wheel construction to nutrition and exercise and many things. Go there. They have wonderful resources. So, Fred, say goodbye to the audience so we can wrap this thing up.
Well, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it. And anyone who's listening, please root for us on this tour. We're going to need all the support we can get.
Yeah. Okay, so you heard the man. This is the Bike Tourist Podcast. Until next time.